I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
This meeting was called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Excuse me, one second here. Let's try that again. This meeting was called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Is this working? It's working.
Yes.
There it goes. Notices of this meeting were emailed to the Current and the Press of Atlantic City on November 27, 2019. In addition, copies of notices were posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building and filed in the office of the municipal clerk. Notices on the bulletin board have remained continuously posted. Official action may be taken at this meeting. A notice of the relocation to the Longport Public Library was posted on the borough website, bulletin board, and the doors of commission chambers and the Centennial Room on Tuesday, November 26, 2019. Roll call, Mayor Russo.
Here.
Commissioner Lawler.
Here.
Commissioner Leeds is absent. Thank you.
This is the Borough of Longport Commission meeting for December 4, 2019, beginning at 4:30 p.m. First, two quick announcements. Anybody from the public that wishes to speak tonight, we try to keep that to about 3 minutes, and then everybody who has wishes to speak has the opportunity to speak. And number two, for exits, we have the exit door that you came in. Should we not be able to get to that door, Pat Aguilini will knock out this window and we will all go out that way. So with that, that brings us to item number five. Monica.
Approval for the minutes from the October 23rd, 2019 regular commission meeting. May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from October 23rd, 2019.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. That brings us to our ordinances. This is the second reading and public hearing of Ordinance 2019-21, an ordinance authorizing salaries, wages, and compensation for members of the Government Workers Union Public Works. Does anyone from the public wish to speak on this ordinance? Seeing none, may I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2019-21?
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 2019-21.
I'll second.
Roll call vote, Mayor Russo?
Yes.
Commissioner Lawler?
Yes.
And Commissioner Leeds is absent. Thank you. Motion carried. This brings us to the first reading, introduction of Ordinance 2019-22, an ordinance authorizing salaries, wages, and compensation in year 2020 for employees not covered by previous ordinance or union contracts. A second reading and public hearing is scheduled to take place at 4:30 p.m. on December 18th, 2019, here in the library. May I have a motion to introduce Ordinance 2019-22?
I'll make a motion to introduce Ordinance 2019-22.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. That brings us to the public comment or any questions on the listed resolutions. Does anyone from the public have any comment or questions? Seeing none, that brings us to Resolution 2019-137. A resolution to designate the public agency compliance officer.
And that's going to be Jenna. With that, I would make a motion to approve Resolution 2019-137.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 2019-138, a resolution authorizing a change order to a non-fair and open professional services contract with Brinkerhoff Environmental Services of Manasquan, New Jersey at the Public Works Complex, 31st and Devon Avenue.
Make a motion to approve Resolution 2019-138.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 2019-139, a resolution authorizing award of contract for disaster recovery services using the Educational Services Commission of New Jersey Cooperative.
That's the mold and asbestos in the courtroom.
What we're doing. Right.
That's just the contract is under. That's why.
Right. With that, I would make a motion to approve Resolution 2019-139.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Brings us to the bill list.
Bill pay list, you can handle that?
Yeah, we're, I don't even, did you?
Is that part of the passage?
We'll skip over that and come back to it.
Let me go get also, our
it's the yeah, it's like.
Jenna, we
sorry,
give you,
it's been
we give you one shot.
It's not the financial report, it's just the bill pay list.
Just so the bill
okay,
pay
well,
list.
Then
yes.
We can carry on and get back to that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Let's go to item number 10. Ricky, you're going to mention the Ross Choir, the event coming up?
Yes.
Okay, I won't mention that. We have a plan that was submitted by Sheila Stone with regard to this piece of property that we've been talking about. They are going to do a formal presentation. This is a draft by Lloyd Landscaping at the December 12th, 9 a.m. workshop. So we'll put them on the agenda for this, and anybody wants to take a look at this?
Just identify where the property is.
This is off of this
Beach
is
Terrace. The
Beach Terrace.
Between 16th and what, 14th, is that?
No, 15th.
So this is south of Seaview.
Yes.
Okay.
Between 17th and 16th. Or are we talking between 15th and 16th?
15th and 16th. Well, 15th and 16th.
Which actually goes to the two.
Beach Terrace, 15th and 16th. That's the property that the borough owns. The fee simple ownership of that property. There's, it's where the beach cuts in.
And the only thing that that I'm not clear on is if they've resolved the irrigation issues that they had been talking about. I can't tell from there, but at least they're giving us the heads up.
Okay, so this it looks like they're in the property that the borough owns on the landward side of the bulkhead, between the bulkhead and Beach Terrace from 16th to 15th. There's a strip of land owned by the borough. It's vacant right now. There was discussion at one point. Someone thought there was going to be parking there, but this is a plan that shows some landscaping improvement, basically creating a park in that area.
Okay. That's all I have.
Dan. I don't have anything.
Okay.
Oh, you have the tree light. Was it?
What's tree light?
Tree light is next.
Our
it's
tree
December 13th. Oh, it's a Friday.
I was just curious because I haven't. Is the tree even up yet? I didn't see
it
yesterday. I was just curious.
Tree menorah.
Yeah, the lighted tree menorah. That's the 13th, right? December 13th. And there's something else. Oh, isn't there Santa with Sunday breakfast or Santa this Sunday? The 8th, December 8th, up at the firehouse?
Oh, the firehouse is...
I wasn't aware.
That would be the 8th.
That's this Sunday,
that's
12,
the,
yeah. I mean,
12.
Not that I have little kids anymore. I saw it on Facebook. So I get all my information.
What did I tell you about Facebook? Okay.
And I said I don't have anything else.
All right. Well, let's go to item number 12 then, unless is there anything that Dick wanted read in, Monica?
Not that I'm aware of,
okay.
No.
Pat, do you have an update on the municipal, the access plan or the beach maintenance plan?
So we've gone through the access plan. We have incorporated the revisions, which would remove the easement and put an ordinance in place that would not allow us to vacate street ends. And Dick is electronically attaching all the exhibits to that, so we have one electronic document to submit to the state, which we're hoping to do as soon as Dick is actually working on it while he's away. But as soon as he gets back, we should have that and we can submit it, and at least we're submitted. The problem is there are 40 municipalities that have submitted with no action on their submission. So we could still end up in a situation where come summer we don't have any action on our submission, and I'm not sure how we're going to deal with that. I think once we get the submission in, what we should do is make a request to do some emergency maintenance on the beach, even though we don't have the permit.
I would agree with you, and I think what we could do. We have, there's only two things we could do. We could be proactive or we could be reactive. I think we strengthen our hand once we have that paperwork submitted.
Absolutely.
And then I can take the proper channels, which we, there is an avenue for this, give them a couple weeks and then do a follow-up.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that you have, Pat?
No.
Let's go back to item number 9 then.
Does anyone have any question on the bill pay list? If not, I'll make a motion to pass.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay. Scott, do you have anything?
Yeah, we're starting remediation work in commission chambers. Actually, part of it will start this Friday. Tomorrow, there should be a dumpster dropped off back here behind the police department. Friday, all rest will come in and start gutting of some of the furniture to get cleaned it up in preparation of a company that's going to come in on Monday morning and start the asbestos removal, which will be a 3 to 4 day process. All the parties have been made aware that this is ongoing because the fire alarm system will be on test mode, so if the alarm goes off, the employees know that we have to evacuate and we have to physically call the police department, or in this case, like our township dispatch, to get the fire department to respond. They're going to work from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., remove the asbestos. There will be a generator on for those 3 to 4 days that they're working. Once they're done that, the inspection has to occur for air quality. Once everything is cleared, the equipment is removed, and then Auris comes in and does the mold remediation, which is a 4 to 5 day project, and now ensue the following week. So if all goes well, sometime near the next commission date of the 18th, this should all be done.
Okay.
And then it will be the process of putting the commission chambers back into play, putting new flooring, new furniture. The dais, from my understanding, is going to remain the same. That will all be clean, but we'll have to get new chairs. We may have to paint, and the floor treatment will have to be done. So Jenna and I started talking about that. We're going to bring some vendors in and get an idea of what the cost is going to be and what do we want to do as far as flooring goes. One of the things that came out in the recommendation is to stay away from carpeting because that attracts moisture. You want to go with a hard surface, whether that's tile or epoxy that I saw at the League of Municipality or some other type of hard type surface for flooring. But we're in that process.
Okay. What about the police trailer? Or did that get switched out?
The police trailer has not been switched out. We're in dispute with the people that delivered the trailers because they did not deliver what we asked, and what they delivered was not asked for. So we're in the process of getting that returned, and the chief gave me a brochure of trailers that he's looking at, and given not knowing how long we're going to be out, there's some discussion between the chief and I of bringing the engineer in to help us come to a decision where to put the trailers, but ultimately we'll have that decision made, I'm hoping, within the next week.
Okay, very good. Okay, Scott, if you don't have anything else, then we'll go right to item number 14, public comment. Anybody from the public wish to speak?
I'm sorry.
And I want to add Ricky to the, took him off, but I want to,
yeah. The state of New Jersey passed a law last year called NJSAFE. It's a domestic violence policy that each municipality or government entity in the state of New Jersey is required to enact. We have it. This law was passed in 2018. We finally got a copy of the recommended domestic violence policy. I got it via email yesterday. I'm walking through it. We're going to incorporate this policy. The challenge here is two parts.
the policy requires that a human resource officer be the point of contact and then have an alternate. So Jenna, being our human resource officer, is going to be the point of contact. I'm going to be the alternate given my background. However, we're requiring training to do this. The challenge is they haven't made any training available. So I spoke with the solicitor. I'm going to draft the policy, but I'm not going to implement it until we have some type of training so that in the event an employee comes to us looking for help, we can give them the guidance versus not having that guidance.
Okay.
So even absent the policy right now, what we do if an employee comes, we would talk with the chief and determine if it's a local matter or it's another municipality. So we would give that employee some support. We just aren't going to implement this until they've made this training available that they've mandated. So right. You know, they've sort of done this. Right.
Rick, is there anything else from the library besides the choir?
Just the choir for the December announcement.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
Well, with that, I'll make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Wait, I'll public?
Yeah, we already asked.
Okay, sorry.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay, so you're not leaving.
She's out. Of course you know.